And Kathy Dawes again with former Kansas Governor John Carlin, and was talking a bit about your blog, which I picked out one thing: truth essential to democracy, guns in the medical center, ? He yelled, "Get out of my country." You kind of get into all sorts of different topics. Tell us about your blog, if you would, John.
Well, I started a year ago. I finished actually 2 years in January. I just had things I wanted to say, and I wanted to say them before it was too late. You know, at my age, you know, you can't just assume. And so it was an opportunity to make comments and share thoughts. And, you know, I've had many years of experience, and I thought I'd just throw things out there, and it gets responses for sure. There's no question about that.
I noticed in your bio, too, and I've been neglecting to mention, you were 61st Speaker of the Kansas House. That's pretty important. 40th Governor of Kansas, and also an archivist. Is that how I say that?
Archivist.
Archivist, thank you. Of the United States and student of leadership.
Yeah, so. I ran the National Archives Records Administration for 10 years.
You really enjoy looking into all these different topics. And I imagine there's a lot of work involved in trying to put a piece up on a blog like this.
Well, it's amazing. Sometimes it just comes together and flows. You know, you just sit down to the computer and you type away, and obviously it needs some cleaning up and so forth. And then sometimes you just sit there and, you know, I always hear about, I'm not an author, but a writer's block. I experience that once in a while, for sure.
Well, this truth is essential to democracy, and I know we've been hearing a lot of rhetoric lately. We had Tim Schaefer on yesterday, as I mentioned, with Civil Discourse, talking about the way people have changed almost in the way they look at each other even. It's not just that you dislike a candidate now. You dislike groups of people that voted a certain way, which is a little frightening.
Well, and part of the result of that election 2016 nationally, like I say, for our legislative races, we had remarkable success with increased sanity and reasonableness as a result. But all the fake news, technology is great, but it allows all sorts of mischievous moves by people who just want to stir and cause trouble. And truth has just too often been just not there. And when it gets to the point where not telling the truth and doing all sorts of things that we normally wouldn't have found acceptable, when it becomes acceptable, then it's a problem.
Well, as you said, lying became a successful political, or lying was such a successful political tool, now clearly carrying over into post-election times.
Right, Yeah. You know, the Pinocchios are going wild by the press, you know, assessing everything. And that's just not good. That's not good for democracy. That's regardless who, what party is in power or who it is. It's just not good for the country and our future.
And social media has definitely changed things.
Oh, yes. And you just have to take almost, seems like a good part of it with a grain of salt in terms of what comes across social media. I've just been amazed. I use Facebook as a tool for my blog, but I don't play the Facebook deal on a personal basis. But I got friends who do, and I watch things even right now politically. I mean, more and more Facebook is used, and there's no referee. There's no person weighing in and say, FYI, what you just read is not the truth, you know, from an objective source. It's just opportunity out there every day for people to be, you know, to cause trouble.
One thing you mentioned during our break, and I know during the election with the judicial thing that you were working on, a lot of former governors have come together, and you might address that. And what's happened there? We're talking bipartisan, too.
Right. Well, all the living former governors in Kansas, I'm, interestingly enough, I'm the oldest former governor living, came together for the 2016 election out of frustration out of 2014. And although, you know, two Democrats, two Republicans, I'm sure looking back 10, 20, 30 years ago, people would have said we have very strong differences. But it was differences on a much narrower set of points in terms of differences. And so we came together very strongly on the judicial branch, and we're a part of Save Kansas, an entity put together to try to restore quality to the Kansas legislature, moderate candidates, not extremists. And we had some success. Fortunately, we did keep the judges, both the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals justices, avoided being thrown out. They were retained. And because it was so important, all four of us having been directly involved in that system, making appointments together like almost 30 years between the four of us of appointing the judges. We've had that experience. We know how important it is for it to be nonpartisan, that quality is what you emphasize, and the belief that no one governor should be able to suddenly stack the entire court. And that's what we were dealing with. And we were successful. The people listened and voted. But it's an issue that will go on because there's a serious far-right opposition for the courts meddling in anything. Finance is absolutely a big issue. If the courts don't weigh in, consistent with our Constitution, that the state has a responsibility in funding public education.
Would you have predicted as a younger man that you would be working with Mike Hayden? Do you mellow with age, I guess, or you just kind of learn that?
Well, I think the first thing you need to know is, although publicly there were strong differences all the time, Mike and I disagreed. He was speaker when I was governor. And I was able to pass a lot of things despite his opposition. But we also, made the system work together. And I think because of the extreme directions we have now from the far right, it has certainly made whatever differences we had 30 years ago nothing. And I suppose with age, we're beyond the partisan scent. None of us are going to run for public office. and so we're freer publicly to say openly what we feel and believe, rather than in those early days when we were in the midst of being the ones doing the work and making the decisions. You had to be careful what you said publicly, much more than we're in a situation today. We're comfortable speaking out as two Republicans and two Democrats on these issues of the judges, on the funding of schools, of taking care of our infrastructure, supporting the Medicaid issue, all those issues we
so
agree
you're,
on.
You're still actively pretty, you're working together on some things.
Yes, we are. We're trying to communicate as former governors, we've been there, we've dealt with it, and we agree on an agenda, and we've got majority support in the legislature. That's a healthy thing. And a lot of it contributed by the election of 2016.
Well, we have less than a minute left. Anything else we're wanting to highlight? It always goes by so fast. We've covered a lot of territory here.
The one thing I would say to anybody listening, the legislature comes back next Monday, and the public has a role. If you got a position, you ought to communicate it to your legislator, your House member, or your state senator. Individual citizens can have an impact. And so don't just sit back and complain, participate. And the more participation we get, the better results we're going to get.
Although, of course, in today's day and age, we're talking social media, emails probably, and
right.
No longer just phone calls like I'm sure got at your time.
Absolutely. But a phone call is still a very good weapon to use, quite frankly, because it's more genuine. The receiving end, maybe staff, they got a real person on the other end. They get postcards. It could have been, staged by groups getting together. Same way with email and so forth. And I'm not being critical of those other avenues, but I'll defend the phone call. And you can go to the state library site, and they can get you the number for anybody you want to connect with.
Well, John, it's been a pleasure. Former Kansas Governor John Carlin with us today, and you've been listening to In Focus.
Tomorrow, several programs all in one, Blue Valley Randolph and Riley County Schools, will be discussed. Jan Carlson with K-State Global Campus and Pottawatomie County Emergency Management, all on KMAN's In Focus, tomorrow on News Radio KMAN Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. A test overseas for one of President Trump's most trusted advisors, his daughter Ivanka, who's in Berlin.
I think one of the great opportunities we have is as we travel and as we talk to knowledgeable and